Proclamation number 5143, dated the June 3rd, 1951. Hostilities. Working in secret. Greater activity. As yet you are only opposed by a few people. However, the time will come when you will be attacked by many, when there will only be a small number of you compared to the many who will fight you. Some of whom will also call themselves believers, but who will treat you with hostility for the sake of a true and living faith, for the sake of the obvious signs of the working of the Spirit, which will turn them against you. As yet you have a small circle of supporters who are touched by my word and consider it in their heart and acknowledge it. However, the time will come when you'll even be separated from them, when everyone will have to rely on himself and realize that he is surrounded by enemies who want to destroy his faith in me and my teaching. Then the fruits of the fact that they had been nourished by me myself with my word and accepted the nourishment with complete faith will come to light. For they will stand firm against all the challenges of the world and will always find like-minded people again with whom they can exchange ideas and thereby strengthen their faith. Yet all of you will be prevented from being openly active. You will have no opportunity to spread my word publicly. Nevertheless, I will strengthen everyone who longs for me and my word. The hostilities against you will increase alarmingly and yet will fail to shake your inner determination, for then my spirit will also clearly manifest itself and my word will come alive in each one of you. External hostilities will be unable to make you inwardly waver because I will protect everyone who wants to remain faithful to me. I recognize this will and will always give him the strength he needs in order to remain steadfast. Prior to this, however, there will be a time which you can certainly use well for the distribution of my gospel, and I want to draw your attention to this so that you will not let it pass by unused. For you will be able to talk everywhere without fear of being banned. You will also have the talent for talking and often come across the opportunity when you will be listened to and find understanding, when your vineyard work will not be in vain. Then you should be very busy indeed and not put off what you can do. You shall preach love and draw people acute accent s attention to the end. They will remember a lot once the final time of battle begins, the final battle of faith. And even if you are prevented from spreading my word, the seed you have sown will take root and grow and, during the last days before the end, also bear fruit. And you will continue your activity in secret, for your own and your fellow human beings' acute accent blessing, because I will bless all your spiritual work until the end of this earth and one day in eternity. Amen.